There's another point with regards to what we might call false piety, which a person also has to pay attention to. This is a delicate point, but it's an important point. There are many people who give tremendous weight to externals. This is true in every society. The society develops its norms, and that's the gauge. So I remember when I was a kid, the norm was wearing your tzitzis out. If you were seriously observant, you wore your tzitzis out. It doesn't matter that people didn't realize that their parents, their grandparents didn't do it, pious rabbis of the previous century didn't do it, but that was irrelevant. I still remember the teachers. I don't hold them in highest regard for having said this, but they used to tell us, if you take your observance seriously, you'll wear your tzitzis out. That's what it says. Like, they used to pressure us to do this. And it was on the same weight as eating only kosher. But it's not on the same weight. Eating kosher is biblical, and having your tzitzis out is questionable. According to the Kabbalists, you want Kabbalah. According to the Kabbalists, you're supposed to wear it inside, not supposed to wear it outside. Two opinions. So what's wrong if a person adheres to one, especially if his grandparents did, especially if for generations all of Klal Yisrael went with that opinion? So okay, Mishnah Berurah says the other way. I have no issue with those who wear the tzitzis out, but to apply that type of pressure. So it was a statement when a guy in high school would wear the tzitzis out, now he is seriously observant. So I came to a certain yeshiva, and after I was there about a month or two, one of the guys who couldn't read a line of Gemara spoke to me, and the guy didn't know how to read a line of Gemara. Now, the guy's already post-high school. He's supposed to know how to learn. The guy didn't know a word. And he tells me, you know, I after this conversation, I'm going to stop looking down at you. So I was thinking, Yishkayach, thank you. So I said, why did you used to look down at me? What did I do wrong? So he said, well, you know, you showed up to yeshiva and your tzitzis weren't out. So I figured he can't know too much. So I said, okay. So the roles are now reversed. I'm going to have a hard time not looking down at you. Like, I didn't say that to him, but that's what I thought. Like, I remember him till today. Sweet guy. He meant well. But we ended the conversation. I was thinking to myself, what an airhead. He doesn't look at who he's talking to. The only thing that matters is one thing which he doesn't even understand. That's how he's going to gauge someone? That's what matters to him? So people do that. People gauge you based on the size of the yarmulke you wear and the color of the yarmulke you wear and a million other things which aren't real. You know, and that's another danger that happens today. And it's a challenge because in many educational systems, they put a tremendous stress on the external. Like, I could stand and hear two people talking about another sect, call it that, of Judaism, and what they're saying is blatant Lashon Hara. And they feel like it's okay for them to say it because they subscribe to what they think is right. And I don't think, unfortunately, you could say that this group does it about that group, but that group doesn't do it about this group. Unfortunately, people allow themselves to do that. And then what ends up happening is that this false piety, because I subscribe to this, so a guy will say, I believe that we're in the generation of the Mashiach, so I am helping the Medina succeed, and I am doing what's right, and that therefore entitles me to talk bad about other people. And a second guy is going to say, and I'm doing what the big Talmidei Chachamim of the generation said to do, and I'm going with them, so that entitles me to talk bad about them. The fact that I hold that what I'm doing is right cannot be misconstrued into allowing me to put down other people, speak badly about other people. The giants of the Jewish people valued everyone, and they did not put down other people. And there's a danger in this, and it's especially a danger in the educational system, that sometimes an educational system will put a stress on their uniqueness and why they are right, and they don't put enough of a stress on, we love them too. And they and us are one. And that's a huge danger. That's a huge danger in this whole system. And again, unfortunately, the examples are found in every, I hate calling them groups, there shouldn't be groups in Am Yisrael, but in every movement, you can find that people will put that stress and think that so long as I'm a part of this movement that's right, then I'm okay, I'm kosher, I'm good. And people allow themselves in every area, they allow themselves all kinds of leniencies that have no basis, that are completely unfounded. And that's another danger when people will sometimes think that because I daven along Shmona Esrei, I am super pious. Because my Rebbe is a miracle worker, I daven by someone who is so holy. Or I go to the Baba, this, that, or the other thing. So now I'm a holy person, now I'm entitled. That's a big problem, that's a very big danger.